The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Reish Kollel of the Scranton Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Ervin Daf Lamed. The Kesef Mishnah in Hilchas Brachas paskins that if somebody makes a Beire Minei Mizonos on an item whose correct bracha is Beire Priyo Eitz or Beire Priho Adama, he is Yotzei his Chiyuv Bracha. The Mekar of the Kesef Mishnah, Kipshuta, is our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Hanoidim in Hamazoin, Mutter B'mayim Uvimelech. Somebody who makes a neder that he will not eat Mazoin is Mutter in Mayim Imelech. But in all other food items, he would be usher because of his neder. We see from our Mishnah that the word mazon includes all food items besides for mayim and melach. Therefore, the bracha which he has said, b'ri minei mizonos, on an apple or on a potato, although it's the incorrect bracha according to Takanas Chazal, however, the Shevach, which he said to the Ribbono Shel Olam, is relevant to the food item which he has in his hands. And therefore, the bracha of Beire Minei Mizonos, since it's true and relevant to this fruit, will b'di'eved cover the fruit or vegetable. Similar to what Halacha tells us, that although if one makes a Beire Priho Eitz on an item whose correct bracha is Beire Priho Adama, he is not Yotze, because our Shevach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a tree, is irrelevant to an item which grows from the ground. However, if one makes a bracha, Beire Priho Adama, on an item whose correct bracha is Beire Priho Eitz, he is Yotze, is Chiyuv, because the Shevach, which he said is true, that this object did indeed come from the ground, and since this object did indeed come from the ground, he is Yotze his Chiyuv Bracha. So too, since all food items, besides for Mayim and Melach, are considered to be Mazon, if one makes a Beire Minei Mizonos on all food items, he is Yotze his Chiyuv Bracha. Now, although if one looks at the Gemara, one will see that the Gemara changes the Girsa in our Mishnah, and the Mishnah reads according to the Maskan of our Gemara, Ba'omer kol hazon olai, that only somebody who uses a nusach of his neder, kol hazon olai, becomes usher and everything. But somebody who says that I am being neder from mazon, he uses the word mazon, not zon, he only becomes usher in the chameshes minei dagon, wheat, barley, oats, rye, and spelt, the five primary grains. Tosfos already explains that the Gemara changes the girsa only according to Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel hold that the bracha of Beire Minei Mizonos is only recited on the five primary grains. On Erez and Deichen, rice and millet, there is no bracha, it is inappropriate to make the bracha of Beire Minei Mizonos. Rav and Shmuel, who hold that the bracha of Beire Minei Mizonos only is recited on the Chameshes Minei Dagon, they hold that the only thing which is called Mazon is the Chameshes Minei Dagon. However, we lahalacha hold that the bracha of Beire Minei Mizonos is extended to Erez and could be Deichen also. So, as Tosfos explains, we hold that all food items besides for Mayim and Melech are referred to as Mazon. The reason why l'chatchila we only make a mizonos on the chameshes minei dagon and oirez and could be deichen is because Chazal, when they were misaking the nusach habrachas, they were only misaking a nusach of berei minei mizonos on a type of mazon which a person is generally kaveya suda on it. However, on an item which a person is not generally kaveya suda on, even though it is considered to be mazon, but Chazal were misaking a different bracha. Therefore, the logic that we explained would pertain to all food items, even though Chazal did not l'chatchila were not l'chatchila misaken a nusach of bari minei mizaynes on all other food items, but since it is true, it is a true statement, they are considered to be mazayin, therefore, b'di'eved, one would be yotze his chiyuv bracha. The sheet of the Kesef Mishnah is brought l'halacha in Chaye Adam in Simen Nunches, Klal Nunches, and is also brought in Mishneh Berurah in Bir Halacha Simen Kuf Samach Zayin. The Nishmas Adam asks that L'chaira, there is a stira to this psak of the Chaye Adam Kesef Mishnah and Mishneh Berurah. This halacha that we are saying, that one can be yotze with a bari minei mizoynis b'di'eved on all food items, is based on the hanacha that all food items are considered to be mazayin. They fit under the broader category of mazayin. The shaila is that lehalacha in Hilchos Nedarim, we paskin that only somebody who says kol hazon olai is usher in all food items besides for mayim u'melach. However, somebody who says that he is being neider from mazayin, we hold that he is only usher in the chameshes minei dagon, the five primary grains. So the shaila is, if what's negeir to hilchos nedarim, we say that mazayin only refers to the five primary grains, l'chaira, how could we say that all food items are considered to be mazayin, what's negea to hilchas brachais, in the case of a mistake, in the case of a bidyevet. The Nishmas Adam answers with a fascinating yesod. The Nishmas Adam says that there is a basic difference between the lashon that Chazal used when they were misakin brachas, and the lashon that Chazal used when they Paskin halachas in Hilchas Nedarim. In Hilchas Nedarim, the halacha is, as the Gemara Nedarim says many times, b'nedarim hilchim acharei loshen b'nei adam. That in Nedarim we follow the way people generally talk. However, brachas are totally in what the Nishmas Adam calls the loshen ha-teira, the way the Torah talks, the way Chazal talk. Therefore, the Nishmas Adam explains that although in Lashon Torah, in Lashon Chazal, Mizoynos refers to everything besides for Mayim HaMelech, according to the Rabbanon, the Amoraim who argue on Rav and Shmuel, the ones who say that we make a Mizoynos on rice, as we mentioned earlier, that is only true what's negayat to the Lashon of the Torah, the Lashon of Chazal. And therefore, in Hilchas Brachas, the word Mazayin refers to rice, and so too, it refers to all minei mazayin, at least b'di'eved, to all other food items, at least b'di'eved. But that is all in Lashon Torah. However, in Hilchos Nedarim, we follow Lashon b'nei Adam, the way people talk. People refer to mazayin only as the five primary grains, and therefore, in Hilchos Nedarim, which is dependent on Lashon B'nei Adam, we hold that if someone is neider min mazayin, he is usher only in the five primary grains. However, what's negeah to Hilchos Brachos, we hold that mazayin refers to all food items besides for Mayim HaMelech. L'chatchila, we extend the mazaynos bracha to Oirez and Kubi Deichen. And b'di'eved, we can therefore extend the mezoneis bracha to all ma'acholim. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zatzal, adds a very interesting knetch. Rav Yaakov says as follows. We just said that the nusach of brachas is dependent on loshon ha-teira. However, one can clear, do we follow the loshon of teira shebiksav, the Lashon of Tanakh, or do we follow Torah Shebal Peh, the Lashon of Chazal in Mishnayis? Rav Yaakov says that this is a machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah. Rabbi Yaakov points out that in Simon Reit Tzadites, the Beis Yosef and the Mechaber say that the Nusach of Havdalah is Hamavdil Bein HaKodesh Ubein HaChol. The Rama says that the correct Nusach is, as we say, Hamavdil Bein Kodesh L'Chol. This Nusach of saying the word Bein twice, Hamavdil Bein HaKodesh Ubein HaChol, is the Lashon of Psukim in Chumash Vayikra. That the Torah, when it refers to two different items, the Lashon is always with Bein HaKodesh Ubein HaChol. We use the two-word Bein system. However, Chazal and Mishnayis only use the word Bein once. Therefore, the Mechaber who holds that we follow the Lishna Dekra has a nusach of Hamavdil Bein HaKodesh Ubein HaChol, which is the words of the Pasuk. The Rama, on the other hand, uses a nusach Hamavdil Bein Kodesh L'Chol. Rav Yaakov says that this is why there is a machlokes Mechaber and Rama in Hilchas Chala, how one makes a bracha on Chala. The Mechaber says, you say a bracha, Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvayso V'tzivanu L'hafrish Truma. Because the Chumash in Parsha Shelach refers to Chala as Truma. However, our Nusach, the Rama says, the correct bracha is L'hafrish Chala, because we find Chazal refer to Chala as Chala. The Mechaber follows the Lashon HaTorah, Bein Kodesh Ubein Chol, Bein HaKodesh Ubein HaChol, the Lashon of Truma. The Rama follows the Lashon of Chazal with one Bein and with Hafroshas Chala. That's all what's Negea to Brachas. What's Negea to Nedarim, we follow Lashon B'nei Adam. Lahalacha, the Aruch HaShulchan argues on all of these G'dayli HaPeskim, and he holds that if somebody makes a Mizoinos on Shar Maicholim, he is not Yetze. Ramesha in Igris Mesha Chelik Dalid, or Chaim Chelik Dalid, Tshuva Mem, Paskins Lahalacha, that if somebody makes a Beremine Mizoinos on something whose bracha is Shehakel, so the Lahalacha, he is Yoitze Bidyeved, based on our Gemara. The Ramesha goes on to say, though, that if one makes a mezonos on a fruit or a vegetable, or something which is true bracha shehakol, he should just eat one piece that fits into his mouth, one biteful, and that's all he should eat. He eats that biteful in order that his bracha should not be a bracha vatala. However, he should not continue eating more than that. And Rumesha explains that since one is only yoytze bidi'eved, so therefore, it is incorrect to put another piece of food into one's mouth with only a bracha b'dieved. Since really every food item requires its own bracha, every bite requires its own bracha, the reason we make one bracha at the beginning is on a large meal is because the bracha in the beginning is chal on each and every single bite. That's only proper one should not put food into his mouth unless the correct bracha rishayna has been made. If one has only a bidi'evedika bracha, it is incorrect to continue eating with a bidi'evedika bracha. And Ramesha said that there's a basic difference between a bere mine mizaynais pattering other foods and a shahakol nie bidvore pattering other foods. Shehakol Nieh B'dvarei, Chazal were Mesakein, to be the bracha which pathers every other food when a person is in a matzah of Suffolk. When a person has learned Tolchus Brachas and he does not know how to proceed, Chazal made a specific takana that he should go ahead and make a Shehakol Nieh B'dvarei, which now becomes the Lechatchila Dikah Bracha in a case of Suffolk. However, Bere Mine Mizonis, which works with the Eved, one should not proceed L'chatchila to the next piece of food with the bracha of Bayim Minei Mezainis. Ramesha suggests that if a person should either wait until he makes a Shinei Makim, or else he says that a person is allowed l'chatchila to walk out of the house, make a Shinei Makim, which would require him to make a new bracha, and then make another bracha and continue to eat. It's not considered to be a bracha Shinei Tzricha. Usually we don't allow people to walk outside l'chatchila, make a Shinei Makim and come back in. It's a bracha Shinei Tzricha. However, over here, where anyway he can't eat further, therefore, to go ahead and to clear the slate, so to say, to clear the suffix by going outside and coming back in would not be considered to be a bracha she'ena tzricha, and therefore Ramesha says one should not eat vaita on this b'di'evad bracha. However, he should make a shinui makim before he eats, and he's allowed to go ahead and l'chatchila go make a shinui makim in order to eat vaita. The other paiskim do not bring this svara. The Mishnah Brura is seisim, the Chayi Adam is seisim. The Mashmois would be that they hold not like Ramesha. Also, one L'chayr would have to say that there's a difference between being Yotze b'di'eved with a Mezainis and being Yotze b'di'eved with a Bayer Pri Adama on a fruit item. Because we do not find in the daily paiskim this halacha. What's negeya to, the Mishnah Brura doesn't bring such a halacha, what's negeya to somebody who made a bere priha adama on an item which requires a eitz? So either one could say a chilek and say that the adama is more shayach to the priha eitz because the tree grows from the ground, or else one could be medayik from there that other achrayim disagree with Ramesha and this prat and they hold that he is allowed to go ahead and eat vaita.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.